My grandmother, Elma, had decided at the age of 90 that she no longer wanted to venture out of her top-floor flat. She developed a secret code, 3 taps of the letterbox followed by 2 rings of the doorbell. That way she didn't have to open up to anyone other than me. But early one morning in autumn, arriving back in London after a trip abroad, I went straight to her flat, knocked the letterbox the correct amount of times, pressed the doorbell twice, and no answer came.
"Nonna, let me in,"
I shouted over and over again. Still, there was no reply. Warm air swirled across my eyes when I crouched down to squint through the letter flap. The radiators had been turned up to preserve the plants from the first chills of autumn. Carpet, once ivory in colour, stretched from the hallway down a main corridor past the sitting room. Pathways in it, rubbed bald by Elma's faltering steps, forked into one room after another, intersecting in a junction by the kitchen entrance in the manner of animal trails across ploughed fields. The corridor seemed much more untidy than usual. Chairs had been stacked haphazardly, one on top of the other, against the walls. Piles of books lay overturned, and next to them papers scrunched and ripped, as well as bundles of old clothes, all gathered in heaps like bonfires waiting to be lit. Though I had the key, I hadn't counted on my grandmother having hooked the security chain across the inside of the door. I stabbed at the chain with the end of a broom left on the landing until it fell away, and rushed into the flat, down the corridor, opening and scanning each room, calling out. Elma liked to sellotape rolls of newspaper together to prevent drafts under her doors, and I had to kick these aside to make my way into her bedroom. She was huddled in a ball on the floor, her face buried in a cushion. The moment I touched her, she screamed and thrust the cushion forward like a shield. An array of silver bracelets slid down her thin wrists, chiming in the crooks of her elbows.
"Nonna, it's me," I said. "It's okay, I'm back."
She held the cushion higher.
"It's me," I repeated. "Me."
"You? C'est tu?" she said, peering outwards. "Tommaso? Is that really you?"